And we're learning more at this hour about a mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, about an hour east of Los Angeles. The shooting started around 11 this morning Pacific time at the Inland Regional Center. That's a government building that serves people with disabilities. Law enforcement officials report that there are fatalities, but they have not confirmed numbers. A local hospital reports that it's received 4 injured patients already, and they're expecting 3 more. There are no suspects in custody. A search is underway for a black SUV that fled the scene, but it's unclear who is in that vehicle. Joining us now from San Bernardino is Matt Gillum, reporter with KVCR. And Matt, can you describe where you are and what you're seeing?
Right now, I'm at the corner of Orange Show Road and Waterman Avenue. It's a busy intersection in San Bernardino, and there are just police vehicles and law enforcement all over the place and people milling about. Probably about 10 minutes ago or so, there was a line of school buses in the middle of the road, and these were here to take people that were in the lockdown area out of the region.
And can you tell us if you've heard anything about how many people may have been injured or killed in this shooting?
Like you said, Robert, it's still unclear. There have been no confirmed numbers, but the 20 to 25 has been floating around.
20 to 25. Injured, not fatalities. We haven't heard that high a number.
No confirmation as to a number of fatalities.
Now, the authorities have said that they believe that there was more than one shooter, and as many as 3 men who've been described as wearing masks, possibly body armor. Have you heard anything conflicting with that there?
No, I haven't. I've heard the same number, 1 to 3 shooters, and it's unclear as to whether that SUV was a getaway car or if this was also perhaps just people fleeing the scene because of the shooting situation.
What can you tell us about this, about the Inland Regional Center, the site of this?
The Inland Regional Center, it's a nonprofit that assists people with developmental disabilities. It serves all of San Bernardino County. And it's located just a little bit north of the hospitality lane region of San Bernardino, which has a lot of local businesses, lots of restaurants. It's a transportation corridor. So this was just north of a very busy, bustling part of the town.
Traffic normally is very heavy there at that 11 o'clock in the morning, or typically not?
It's an artery. It's definitely an artery area, so I would assume there was a lot of traffic in the vicinity at the time. But right now, all of the roads leading into the area are shut down, and there's a perimeter that's been established.
Okay, Matt, thanks for that update on the situation. That's reporter Matt Gillum of radio station KVCR, in San Bernardino, California.